Good. Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Vav. We're here at the bottom of Hema Bey's last line. Mishnah had said, right, who is a katan? Anybody who can, a katan, meaning how do you define a katan? Well, we had said a katan is pater from the Re'iya, but the question is, how small is he? How young is he? So, Ezu katan, call it Ishkainu Yachol, Lirko, Oksefo Sha'av, if anybody you can't corner fall his shoulders, right? That was Beshame, Besol, it's not anybody who can't walk. Any kid who can't walk, even though he can ride on his shoulders, well, obviously it's a little bit older. And so, Maskevlar Rabbi Zera says, technical question that makes a lot of sense, meaning there are two parts to this Alil Ola Regel, right? This person lives in Beis Shemesh, right, or whatever, they live in Haifa, and the first journey is to Yerushalayim, they sleep over, and then they're Ola Regel, then they go to Beis Hamikdash. So he says, Adhacha Man Asye, meaning, you don't have to walk. The question is not a kid who can walk from Haifa to the Beis HaMikdash. The question is if a kid can go to Yerushalayim and then walk to the Beis HaMikdash. But if you're telling me that a kid, right, can't walk, right, or at some point, right, he's in Yerushalayim at this point. If the Shaila is whether he should go from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, clearly he got to Yerushalayim somehow. How did he get there in the first place? Right, very poshtus, right? Again, if you look at Rashi, right, mihevu v'alo mishu yachol lios chutz meimo yachol lechos biyad aviv. Right, the assumption here is that he's going without his wife. The guy is going without his wife, and therefore the kid is going without his mother. And any kid who can be without his mother can either ride on his father's shoulders or walk by himself. Again, poshtus is just simply technically, if you're talking about a kid who cannot even ride on his father's shoulders, how did he get to Yerushalayim in the first place? So therefore I say ime. Because his Rabbi says you're mistaken, that the woman, the wife, comes with the child to Yerushalayim, right? The whole family is being Ola Regel, right? Everybody's coming to Yerushalayim. So therefore his mother brought him until now, and then Mekam Ve'ilach, and then the question is if you can go from, I don't know, from Harnof to the Beis HaMikdash, Mekam Ve'ilach, Im Yachol Alos Ve'elachos, B'yadav Shal Aviv, Yerushalayim L'har Abayis, Chayev Yilo, Potter. From that the question is, can the kid either walk with his father or ride on his father's shoulders? Because that already is the Agdara. Now, the implication here, as Tosfos already points out, is that women are chayev in simcha, right? It's not only that, technically the mother is coming along for the trip, but if you look at Rashi, right, mechayev b'simcha, lalu's regal b'smach b'chag im ba'alo, right, that what Rabbi is saying here is that not Rabbi Zera, listen, the woman is coming, the mother is coming to Yerushalayim because she is a chiyuv of simcha. She has to come to Yerushalayim to eat the korban simcha, shalmei simcha, right, and be a mesameach on the yontif. It's not just, you know, technically, yeah, the whole family is together for yontif. It's their halachic. We're dealing with halachic issues. So the question that Rabbi Zera assumed that the wife was not coming, and therefore, how did the kid get there on his own? Any kid who's able to be without his mother for a couple of days can surely ride on the father's shoulders. And then Abai said, no, the women are chayiv in Shalmei Simcha. Not that, like you, Rabbi Zera, the women are pater, women are chayiv in Shalmei Simcha, and therefore they're going to be in Yerushalayim anyway. Tosos over here just points out that this is against a couple Gemaras. If you Gemara in Kiddushin, and Rashi already writes that that a woman is not chayiv necessarily in the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, that her husband is misameach, the wife and the kids, the wife with clothing and the kids with candy and stuff like that. So that's a big discussion whether the woman is chayiv in women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha. But okay, that's just you should be aware. So now the Heshiv Rebbe, you know, Rebbe says back. Tagas Beis Hillel de Rebbe Shammai, meaning Rebbe argued on Beis Shammai for Beis Hillel. Right, very interesting, interesting discussion. But he quotes the pasuk. He says a pasuk from Navi. If you remember the story about Chana and who had Shmuel as a kid, right? Chana obviously didn't have any children for a long time. She davened, went to the Beis HaMikdash, which is in Shiloh, davened by the Mishkan, said, please, Kadosh Baruch Hu, let me have a kid. She had Shmuel, and then the pasuk says, Chana lo also ki amar leisha ad yigamel hanar veheviyav vavavi osiv. She didn't go to Shiloh, right, for the yontif after she had Shmuel. She said only after Shmuel is weaned, right, yigamel hanar, then she'll bring him. I've Shmuel Yachol Lirkov Aksiva Shavuhaya. Apparently, right, even before that point, Shmuel was able to ride on his father's shoulders, meaning that's a younger age. So why shouldn't, again, if you're telling me in the Beis Shammai that you have to wait until he can ride on his father's shoulders, right, why didn't Shmuel go to the Beis HaMikdash? Right? Meaning Chana waited until a later point, until he was weaned. Right, not an earlier point, which Lachorah she should have had to bring him to the Beis HaMikdash. She would tell me that the level, the Hagdara of Akatan, right, is when he's able to ride on his shoulders, which is younger than when he's able to be weaned. So Amar Le Avua, so meaning Amar Le Avua, her father, it must not be Chana's father, it must be Rebbe's father. That was Rav Shmuel Gamliel. So Litamech, he says, according to your logic, right, Tikshi Le Chana Gufa. Well, what about Chana herself? Right, Milo Bechayim V'Simcha. Why didn't Chana go up to Shiloh for the mitzvah Simcha, for Simcha's Yontif? Why did she herself go? Ella Chana, I mean, it must have been a special case, and you can't learn anything from there, because Chana, and the Fankusi Yiserta Chazi Baby Shmuel. She must have realized that Shmuel was a shtickle weak, or a shtickle kind of like a mifonak, right? It means he was like a... we had that before. We had a little fit. Nowadays, human for not means spoiled. Doesn't mean he was spoiled. It probably means he was weak or kind of delicate or whatever it was. The chasa be bishmul lechulsha deorcha. She was nervous about the journey, but I mean that he'd get sick on the way. So therefore, she kept him home. But Pasha says you can't learn anything from that over there because that was a special case. By Rabbi Shimon asks, "Katan chiger the dirve shamai besumul the dirve shnehem." Right, Mao. What's the din? That's if a katan is either lame. It's according to Beis Shammai, because you can't walk, right? Or a suma, someone who is blind, according to both of them, according to everybody. Now, what's the din? Meaning, is there a mitzvah of chinuch for a kid who, as a gadol, would not be chayiv? So the Gemara says, one second, hey, tell me, what's the case? If you tell me that this kid will never be healed, God forbid, or lo aleinu, right, he's missing a leg or something, and also same thing with a blind person, a blind kid who, Rachman Litzalan, is born blind, will never be able to see, Tasha gadol pater katam ibayat. Obviously, when he's going to be a gadol, he's still going to be potter, so obviously he's not going to be chayiv when he's a katan. That's not the case. Lo tzricha, Rabbi Chiga sheyachol ishpashet, v'suma sheyachol ishpateach, right? So my, I mean, what's the halakha question is, whether they're in a scenario where the kid will get healed, or the blind kid will be able to see in the future, right? He has some sort of issue that it can be corrected, right? So then what's the halakha? Meaning, as a gadol, he'll be chayiv. Right now, as a katan, he's potter, he's not potter because he's a katan, he's a potter because he's either a chiger or a sumo, because he's either blind or lame. So, as a gadol, he will be chayiv. So, what's the din with a chinuch in that scenario? So, Amar Abaye says, "Kol echad gadol mechayiv min daraisa, katanami mechad chinuch leim min darabanan." Abaye says, if any scenario, the guy would be chayiv if he's a gadol, then it's a mitzvah chinuch. Kol echad gadol potter min daraisa, min darabanan, katar nami potter. But if meaning if he was a gadol, he'd be potter, then he's going to be potter. When he's a katan, so too, right over here in the case, even though theoretically he could get healed later, but if he has the same situation, same status as a gadol, who would be potter, so there's no mitzvah chinuch on the katan, at this moment in time. Okay. Bishami Ariyah Shtei Kesef, right, and Chagiga is one Kesef. And Basil says the opposite, that all that's Ariyah is one, and the Chagiga is two. Right, if you remember, we had that at the end of our Mishnah. So, tell everybody will learn the rest. I mean, what's the difference? Why does Beis Shammai say that the Ola is two and the Chagiga is one? Again, the Chagiga is a Shlomim. It's important to note, right? An Ola Tzri'iya is an Ola, goes on the goes on the Mizbeach, completely burned. And the Shlomim, the Korba Chagiga, Shlomim is that everybody that you eat. So, Beis Shammai says that the Ola is two and the Chagiga is one. And Basil says that the Chagiga is two, the Shlomim is two, and the Ola Tzri'iya is one. So, what's the deal with that? So, tell everybody will learn the rest. Peshamim omrim hariya shtei chesef v'chagiga mal kesef. Why? Shehariya ola kulu legavoa. Because the riya, right, is burned entirely on the mizbech. And ma she'en came v'chagiga, which is obviously not true of the chagiga, which is a shlomim, which gets eaten by the person who brought it. V'od matzinu be'atzeres, sheriva behen akasu v'olos yosef v'shlomim. And so too, similarly, we find by Shavuos that there are more olos, there are more korban olos, than you have korban shlomim. Again, as Rashi points out over here, right, the Shtei Lechem was brought with, where is that Rashi? If you look over there, right, Ve'elim Shnaim, where is it? Parbe Megara Chod. For some reason I thought it was 10 Olos. I don't know if Rashi mentions it over here. Okay, fine, whatever. I thought it was, I mean, there are more Olos than there are Shlomim. Okay, fine. Beisol says, Ariya ma kesef, chagiga shte kesef. That the olas Ariya is one and the chagiga is two. What's the deal with that? She chagiga, what about yeshna lefne adibur, yeshna lefne adibur, because the korban chagiga was something that was brought before Hadibur, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke at Har Sinai, right, this week's parsha, or last couple of weeks ago. Masha'en came b'Ariya, which is not true of the olas Ariya, which was simply commanded afterwards. Now, this is a pasuk in, this is, we're going to discuss exactly what it's talking about. This is a pasuk in Mishpatim. That Bnei Yisrael basically, by at the end of Mishpatim, you have the completion of Maimon Har Sinai. So the pasuk says, "Vayishlachas narei Bnei Yisrael vayalu olos vayizbechus rochim lashem parim," or something like that. "Vayizbechus rochim shlamim lashem parim," or something like that. Is that the pasuk over here? "Vayizbechus rochim shlamim lashem parim." That's the pasuk at the end. Now that was right before Maimon Har Sinai. Right before the revelation. So the obvious question is, it also mentions that there were olas. So what do you mean that the shlomim were brought before Maimon Har Sinai? Okay, fine. Masha'en came b'Ariya, which is not true by the Ariya. Now, the obvious question the Gemara will get to in a few lines is, if you tell me that that's the pasuk you're learning it from, it mentions an ola and a shlomim. But okay, the Ol Masina. Furthermore, right, just like Beis Shammai brought another proof from Shavuos, so too Beis Hillel brings another proof from the Nisim. Ol Masina ben Nisim, when the Nisim brought their korbanos right in Naso that we read. Every Chanukah, Sheriba behen akasu b'shlamim yosef b'ma'olos. They brought more shlamim than olos. Okay, so before we get to that question about Maimon Har Sinai, but Beis Hillel using that pasuk, first we go back and forth and explain why one of them didn't say like the other one. Right? It seems to like logically both of these reasons are valid. Beis Hillel, my time of the Amrei ki Beis Shammai. Why did Beis Hillel say like Beis Shammai? So what did Beis Shammai say? They said that the Ria is better than the Ola because it's completely consumed on the Mizbeach. And also from Shavuos that you have more Olas than Shalomim. So the Ka'amarta Ria, Difa the Ola, Kula Lagavoa, according to for the first point, you tell me that the Ria, that the Ola is better because it's completely consumed, right? It's completely burned on the Mizbeach. So Adrabah, what do you mean? That doesn't necessarily mean it's better. That means it's worse. The Chakorban Chagiga is better, because there are two eatings. What does that mean? The Mizbeach gets parts of the animal, and the human gets parts of the animal. So there's two eatings. The Mizbeach eats, quote-unquote, and the human eats. So it's better. There are two Achilos. You tell me that by Shavuos you have more Olos than Shlamim. So done in Korban Yochid, Korban Yochid, ve'in done in Korban Yochid, Korban Tzibur. Yeah, well, let's learn a Korban Yochid from a Korban Yochid as opposed to a Korban Tzibur. The Korban Shtei Alechem and all those Olos that were brought up in Shtei Alechem are Shavuos. That's a Korban Tzibur. Why would you teach me anything but an individual's requirement? Right? That is that's a Chiyuv on the Tzibur, not a Chiyuv on the Yochid, so they're not comparable. Okay, Beis Shammai my time in the Amr Beis Hillel. So, but why didn't Beis Shammai hold on like Beis Hillel? Again, Beis Hillel had said that the Chagiga is better because it happened before Maimon Har Sinai, and because the Nisim brought more Shlamim than Olos. So the Kamarta Chagiga Adifa Yeshna Lefnei Adibur. Right, the fact that you tell me that the Chagiga Shammai Chagiga is better because it was brought before Har Sinai. Right, Re'iyah Nami Yeshna Lefnei Adibur. We also had an Ola, but all that's Re'iyah before Har Sinai. Meaning, as I pointed out, that pasuk also mentions the word Olos. So the Rabbi Shammai says there were also olos. The Gemara Nathan from Nesim, and you tell me that we should learn from the Nesim that brought more shlamim than an olos. So done in davar hanoeg ledoros, me davar noeg ledoros. Vein done in davar hanoeg ledoros, me davar sheino noeg ledoros. Rabbi Yisrael says the Beis Shammai would argue no, that was only once. Right? The Nesim brought those korbanos to be for the dedication of the Mishkan. That only happened once. Right, so we shall learn on halacha from something that happens for generations, like the korbanos on Shavuos, as opposed to the korbanos that the Nesiim brought, which are only for that time. Okay, now back to that pasuk that we said before by Maimon Har Sinai. Ubeisil, according to Beisil, ma'ishna chagiga deyeshna lefnei adibor dechtiv veizbechus vachem shlamim. How did he know that there was a korban chagiga was brought, the shlamim was brought before Maimon Har Sinai? Because the pasuk says veizbechus vachem shlamim. But Rianami, they also had an ola dechtiv vayalu olos. Right, they brought olos. So Kasav Beis Hillel says Olas Sheikrivi Yisrael Bamidbar Olas Tamid Havi. No, that's talking about the Olas Tamid, the Korban Tamid, and they brought every single day. That's not talking about an Olas Re'iya. That's not the Ola for seeing a Kodesh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. That was just the Olas Tamid, the Korban Tamid. Beis Shammai would say no. Olas Sheikrivi Yisrael Bamidbar Olas Re'iya Havi. No, that Korban was a Korban Ola. Right, just like you go to the Beis Hamikdash, you see a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol. Right, so by Maimon Har Sinai, they also saw a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so they also brought an Olas Re'iya at that time. Amar Rabbi Abaye says, Beis Shammai, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yishmael, Kulus Riyu Lehu, Olas Shekriv, Yisrael Bamidbar, Olas Riyah. Again, we have a Gemachlokas, right? People lining up on each side. Beis Shammai, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yishmael, Right, they all hold that that Ola that they brought, right, by Mamar Rav Sinai was an Ola Sriya. Beis Hil, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosef, Glili, Kulu, Sirilahu, right, Ola Sheikhu, Yishol, Edbar, Ola Tamadaya. Okay, and then kind of Rabbi Hill, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yosef, Glili hold it was the Korban Tamid. Beishamai, what about Beishamai, Hada Amar? That's how we know, right, we pointed that out, that's how that his logic we just talked about. Rabbi Shmuel. How do you know that Rabbi Shmuel holds as an Ola Sriya? The Tanya, who is London Rebbeiser, Rabbi Shmuel Omar, Klolos number Rabbi Sinai, that the general rules were sent to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, but Upratos be'ohol ma'oed, and all the details were then further elaborated in the Torah, right, in the Mishkan. Meaning that only afterwards did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell them to bring the, what's it called, to bring all the details about, what's it called? No, I take it back. Meaning, what's the pshat? The Gemara explains. I'm sorry. Meaning the Gemara is going to assume, right? Meaning the Gemara is going to assume that there's no way they would have brought the korban differently. So therefore, if Kosh Baruch Hu told them the general rule that you need to bring, let's say, a korban tamid, and then only then afterwards that he told Moshe that Rabbeinu the details later on, there's no way they would have brought for several korban olas and then changed the procedure. That's what he's going to say in a second. Let's go right there. Rabbi Shmuel says that the general rule, just to get back, the general rules were sent to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, and then the details were in the Hamoed. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, Klolos who brought those number was Sinai. That, no, both the details and the general rules were told to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. V'nishnu bo Hamoed, and then he chazered them in the Hamoed. V'nishtal shu b'arvos Moav, and third, it was told a third time, Bnei Yisrael, Moshe told Bnei Yisrael, right, b'arvos Moav. Right, that's say in Dvarim. That's when Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael. That was they were repeated for a third time. And if you're telling me that the Ola that Bnei Yisrael brought was an Olas Tamid, right? How could you have a korban that originally did not require hefshet nituach? Hefshet is skinning, and nituach is butchering. I mean, how in the world could they have originating the details the way you bring the korban? You take the skin off, you butcher the animal, etc. You tell me that originally they just burned the whole thing, and then afterwards, after they were taught all the details, then they changed what they did? That doesn't make sense. According to Rabbi Yishmael, and therefore it must have been an Olas Ra'iyah, it could not have been a Korban Tamid originally. Now we're going to question that at the end, but okay. Rabbi Elazar, how do you know Rabbi Elazar holds it was a Korban Olas Ra'iyah that they brought at Har Sinai? The Tanya is a Lander Abreisa, Olas Tamid Asuyah Bahar Sinai. Right, it's pretty straightforward. Right, the Korban Olas Tamid was brought at Har Sinai. Rabbi Elazar, Omer Maisa Shinem Rabbi Sinai V'yatzmalo Korba. Rabbi Elazar says, no, they didn't bring the Korban Tamid at Har Sinai, right, even though it seems pretty straightforward. Right? No, it was just taught in Har Sinai, but it wasn't actually brought there. Okay, that's Rabbi Elazar says. Pretty straightforward. That's what he holds. They brought an Olas Ria, not an Olas Tamid. Then Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, the Korban Veshuv LaPaska. No. Rabbi Kiva, as we pointed out, no, they did bring the Korban Tamid. That's what the Pasuk says, right? Olas Tamid, Asuyav Har Sinai. The Olas Tamid that was done in Har Sinai. What? Elamani Mekayim Hazvachim Vamincha Yigashchem Liva Vimbar Barim Shana Beis Yisrael. So what do I do with the Pasuk that says, meaning it's rhetorical, did you bring these korbanos, supposed in Amos, did you bring me these korbanos in the Midbar? So what that means is that Shifto Shal Levi, Shalo Avdu Avodah Zarah, Heini Kruvosa. Meaning it's saying that no, only Shevet Levi were the ones who brought those brought that korban. But the rest of Am Yisrael did not bring that korban. Meaning, as Rashi says, that it was from the money of Bnei Levi, that they were the ones who paid for it. Okay. Fine. So the meaning is considered as if Bnei Yisrael themselves did not bring the korban tamid, only the Shevet Levi. Okay, fine. So now, what about the people who hold that it was in fact a korban tamid and not an Olas Ra'iyah at Har Sinai? So Beis Hillel had the Amran. That's what we said. Rabbi Akiva had Nami the Amran. Okay, we just listed off Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef Glili. What about his shita? The Tanya was learned in Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef Glili. Omer Shalosh Mitzvos Nishtavu Yisrael Ba'olasim LeRegel. Bnei Yisrael got three mitzvos when they're older LeRegel. Probably should have started with this line, but okay. Re'iyah Chigiga Simcha. That's again as we pointed out at the beginning of the Masechta. Three korbanos, Olas Ra'iyah, korban chagiga, and shalmi simcha, right, that you have to eat on Yom Tov. Yesh b'ra'iyah she'en b'shteyem, yesh b'chagiga v'she'en b'shteyem, yesh b'simcha she'en b'shteyem. Right, each one of them are unique, and they have one unique facet that is not by the other ones. Yesh b'ra'iyah she'en b'shteyem, she'ra'iyah ola b'kul l'gavoa, right, the Olas Ra'iyah is entirely burned on the mizbeach. Ma'she'en k'en b'shteyem, which obviously doesn't apply to the other shlamim, which people eat. Yesh b'chagiga ma'she'en b'shteyem, she'chagiga yeshna l'fnei ha'dibur. Right, the chagiga was done before Maimon Har Sinai, right? And i.e., apparently that did not happen in the other ones, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, they did not have the Olas Re'ia at Har Sinai, because that's why the Korban Chagiga, he says, is unique. So therefore, it didn't happen. Okay, so he holds that there must have been an Olas Tamid and not an Olas Re'ia. That's exactly the point we wanted to make. And then just to finish off, what's unique about the Shalmi Simcha? Right, that's the women and men are chayav to eat the Shalmi Simcha as opposed to the other two. Okay, we're only men are chayav. Now, for Rabbi Yishmael, let's go back to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael had said that the Ola that they brought at Har Sinai was an Ola Sriya. So the Gemara says, my time had to come, Mokmas Lev Kepay Shammai. Why do you assume that Rabbi Yishmael holds like Pei Shammai? Well, what do we say? We said, because we saw Kadaitach, Ola Sheikri, Yisrael Vavibar, Ola Stamed Havai. But because if you were to tell me that the Ola that they brought at Har Sinai was an Ola Stamed, right, Mi Yika Midi Dimei Kar, Lo Boy, Hefshet Vinituach, Lo Vesof Boy, Hefshet Vinituach. Right, the whole logic was, right, how in the world, right, if you tell me, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that the general rules were set at Har Sinai and the details were set afterwards, how in the world could they have brought the Korban Tamid two different ways? Right, originally you tell me they just burned the whole thing, and then after they learned the halachos, they kind of they stripped off the skin and they butchered it properly. How in the world could they have done that? But that was why we assumed that Rabbi Yishmael holds like Beis Shammai, that they must not have offered the Korban Tamid at Har Sinai. It must have been the Olas Re'iyah. Problem is, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Damar Olas Shekrivi Yisob HaMibar Olas Tamid Havi. But the problem is that Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that they offer the Korban Tamid. Right, that was the one. And Meikar Lo Boy Hefshe Vinituach Lo Vesof Boy Hefshe Vinituach. Right, and he has no problem saying that. He has no problem saying that they brought the Korban Tamid in a different manner. That originally they burned it whole, and then they skinned it and they butchered it. The Tanya, because we're learning Raisa, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Ola Shekriv Yisrael B'Midbar, Eino Tuna Hefshe Vinituach, Lufisha Ein Hefshe Vinituach, El Meho Mo'ed Ve'elech. Right, he says it straight out, that originally, back in the day, they brought the Korban Tamid whole, and then when they learned about the butchering and the skinning, right, so then they changed it. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, you're right, Salim Mikan Rabbi Yishmael, so you're right, get Rabbi Yishmael out of here, right, it doesn't matter. Right, that's not a logical argument. Okay, Boy Rav Chisra. Rav Chisra asked, "Haikra hechiksiv." Meaning, when this pasuk is said, how is this pasuk said? Now again, the pasuk is we read over here, "Vayishlach es narei bnei Yisrael, vayalu olos, vayizbechuz vachim, shlamim lashem parim." That's it's a very very weird, odd pasuk. It says that, first of all, aside from the fact that why did they send the Bnei Yisrael, the Na'arei Bnei Yisrael, the young people from Bnei Yisrael to be Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, that's weird. Okay, but aside from that, what does it mean, Vayalu Olos, right, they brought Olos, Vayizbechuz Vachem, and they brought Korbanos, Shlamim, a Korban Shlamim, Lashem, for God, Parim, bulls. I mean, the last word is very weird. I mean, how do you read that pasuk? Back in the Gemara, Haikra Hechiksiv. How do you read that? How is it written? Vayishlachas Na'arei Bnei Yisrael Vayalu Olos, i.e. Kvasim, meaning when it says that they sent Bnei Yisrael, that the youths of Bnei Yisrael, the young people, Vayalu Olos, and they brought Korban Olas, and maybe those were Kvasim, those were sheep. Vayizbechuz Vachim Lashem Parim, and the Shlamim were Parim, were bulls. Ol Dilma Idim Idi Parim Havu, or maybe both of them were bulls. So the Gemara says, first of all, Lamay Naf Kamina, who cares? Wait, what's the difference? Right? Again, you don't need the Torah is not a historical book. The Gemara is not a history book. If there's no halachic significance, what's the difference? So first of all, Marzitra says lepizuk taimim for the trap, for the reading. I mean, how do you read that? Do you pause before parim, or do you include that in the last few words? Right? Again, as a Balkorah, right, you kind of get excited when you have a Gemara that talks about trap. But yeah, it depends on where you'd stop, right? Depending on if you put parim in the whole pasuk, then you kind of include it in. If parim is only on the last part, then perhaps you would pause. Or whatever. Okay, fine. So Rav Acha Breid, so that's what we're trying to figure out. Rav Acha Breid, Rava says, so no, the Omer, it's important because if someone says, Hare alai ola ka ola shekrivi yisob ha-midbar, if a person says, if a person says that he swears that he would bring a korban ola, just like the ones that the Jews brought in the desert by Maimon Har Sinai, so what is he bringing? Right, parim havu or kvasim havu, right? He's bringing sheep or bull, or oxen, right, bulls or sheep. So which one is it? And the Gemara finishes off. Teku, it does not answer. Okay, Shkoyah, go to Rav Losi. We'll go right to the Hale Kajas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.